This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out a couple of websites, haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And both of those are our websites. And again, we do our due diligence in checking folks out to make sure we are bringing you the very best. Neither one of these are really meant to be a directory to give you, 50 options, as in our case today, for a realtor, whatever. We want to find really that one person, maybe two, depending on the area of service. But we just want to make sure we're connecting you with good people, and that's what our websites are all about. We have a helpline that's always open for you. That's 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. That actually comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you I'll get right back to you. Well, glad to have in studio today Pamela Meyer. Pamela's with Denver Home Navigators. You can check out her website at exactly that, denverhomenavigators.com, and her number's 303-506-0106. With that, we'll welcome Pamela Meyer. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
All right. I thought we'd talk about it. Doesn't take long to figure out there's a lot of people moving here.
Yes,
traffic,
that's accurate.
Is unbelievable. So I got to think about maybe people, whether they already live here, maybe they're buying their first home, or people coming here.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what, it's still their first home in Colorado. And I saw the other day where Highlands Ranch was listed one of the top places to live. Yeah. So I don't know who makes those up.
I don't either.
I wish they'd say it's all bad to live, and then maybe people would quit coming. But what do you say to people, they're wanting to buy a home here, and maybe it is their first-time home buyer. It doesn't necessarily mean they're young. Sometimes people rent for a long time
right.
and then decide to buy. So what are some tips, really, for you can share with us today?
Well, yes, we are one of the best places to live. That's why we live here. But it is, I think one of the first things people need to know is their financial options. The last thing in the world you want to do, the last thing in the world I want to do as an agent, even because it's so disheartening to my buyers, is take them in a car, show them property that they don't even, maybe they can't even afford it. Because then they find the house they love, and then they go to the lender and find out you can't afford that. And everything else is in comparison to that. So let's find out first what you can qualify for. And I don't care if you can qualify for $1 million and you personally mm-hmm. want to make a decision within your budgetary guidelines that you only want to spend $500,000. I'll abide by whatever you decide, but let's find out what the bottom line is.
Sure.
Because it's just painful when people find something, fall in love, and then find out they can't have it.
Right. So when you meet with people for that first time, there's really, I won't say an extensive interview process, but there are questions that you need to know to help see if you are the right fit for them, number one.
Well, first of all,
and they're the right fit for you.
It goes both ways.
And
for sure.
Just to kind of figure out what they're wanting.
It is that piece of, some of the early questions are, what are you purchasing because you're going to stay here? Because if somebody's really only here for a year, if they got transferred in, they have an internship or something to do, and then they're going to be relocated, I don't know that I'd recommend they purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're going to hang on to it after they leave. Because there are expenses of there are expenses to purchase, and
right.
there are expenses of sale. And so if you're only holding for a short period of time, it kind of eats into your proceeds.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever upward mobility our market may have, which has been slowing the last part of this 2018, it's just, it's not the frenzy of, the last 4 years.
Right.
That does not mean the market is, I've had people like, what's happening? What's happening? What are our houses on the market and they're staying? Well, normal, which we have not seen in a while in the Denver metro area, normal time on the market is about 3 months, 91 days.
Gotcha.
So imagine you put your house on the market and you have to endure 3 months worth of people traipsing in and out of your home. Now, we've been very spoiled, both sellers, buyers, well, buyers not so much, except for interest rates. But it's been fast-paced, you know. And so it does take some time. So for a buyer, getting qualified, knowing what interest rates are doing, what it might mean to you if the interest rates go up by 0.25% or 0.5% in terms of your buying power, it does impact it.
Right.
By tens of thousands of dollars. So one of the things in terms of knowing your financial options is, well, how much money do you have to put down? You know, do you have money in savings for a 3.5%, 5%, 10%, or 20% of a purchase price? Mm-hmm. Because the more you can put down, the better interest rates. Often you don't have to pay mortgage insurance premium, for example. And then whether you're a veteran, whether you're buying out in more rural areas where a USDA loan might be available, that's not a loan that's common in our
right.
Metro Denver area. So, you know, there are things to investigate, and depending upon your own financial condition, anticipated time of ownership, et cetera, there's more than one way to skin a cat in terms of qualifying for a loan.
Mm-hmm. Pamela Myers with us again, DenverHomeNavigators.com is her website. And if you'd like to meet with Pamela, and you know, and I always say this, it's never too early to start the process. But if you'd like to meet with Pamela, give her a call, 303-506-0106. Because sometimes, you know, even I always tell people, hey, if you're just thinking about it in the next 6 months to a year, go ahead and meet with you. Meet with Kurt, maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know, just
talk.
To figure out where everything is. And when I say Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. And just go ahead and get that relationship established, because you never know when you may run across something. I may tell you, hey, I'm not going to do something for a year, but you may. But here's what I'm looking for. And then all of a sudden that comes available.
It might change your timetable.
Exactly.
It absolutely could.
So that's a great thing. Now, also vets. I want to mention that,
mm-hmm.
vets, because there's a lot of things, and Kurt goes through a lot of things with mortgages that are good benefits there. But
he does.
Man, you're a vet out there. It's a great thing to buy a house, right?
It is. With a VA loan, you actually can buy a property and bank out the whole thing. So if you buy a $350,000, $400,000 house, your loan is for the whole amount. Yes, you probably have to come up with a couple of $1,000s for earnest money, which is the thing that makes your offer valid.
Mm-hmm.
But you can even get that back by the time you close. So you get a loan on the whole amount. Now, although there isn't mortgage insurance premium, there is a VA funding fee, but still, it's a great rate. The qualifications are reasonable. You don't have to have an 820 credit score.
Right.
And if a vet is disabled, they even have some additional savings that mm-hmm. are Kurt's expertise,
sure.
not mine.
Right, right. And then another thing you want to know, so besides your financial options, is just really knowing about the market, which I'm glad I don't have to know that. That's your deal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly
and
right.
So you can let us know, really, hey, you know what, man, we need to wait a few more months before we get mm-hmm. into something. Right now is just not the right time. But, you know, that's up. You know the market.
I do know the market. And whether people make decisions based on what they need in their life. Just because I tell them interest rates might be up by then, and the price might be more expensive by them, that's irrelevant if you have other issues that are like, nope, this does not fit our timetable.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you're in a position where you're kind of like hemming and hawing and you're not sure, educating you about where the market is, where we anticipate it going, could make you lean one way or another. But it's not my decision, it's yours. My job is to provide information.
Right.
Certainly, one of the things, you know, if you study the climate, well, people always think about our weather. The climate in our real estate environment is also very, still very seller, pro-seller. Even with a little bit of softening, the softening does not mean that the market is going down by any means. That, I listened to Lawrence Yoon from the National Association of Realtors. He's an economic forecaster who was in town and speaking at the South Suburban Association of Realtors not too long ago, late July, I think. And we really don't have any prediction of anything going down, flattening. I mean, it might not go up the way it has been, but for at least the rest of 2018 and into 2019, probably, maybe into 20. Mm-hmm. So, because what doesn't change is people are still coming here to the metro area. And we have the lowest amount of inventory we've had in a generation. Now, and I can say that saying, okay, so it might not be quite as low right now because we've had a little bit of an uptick, but an uptick to maybe 9,000-10,000 properties is way different than a normal market of almost 20,000 properties on the market at any given time. So that doesn't switch us like an on and off switch into what is called a buyer's market, which is when we have more than 6 months, 5 or 6 months worth of inventory, which means if nothing else came on the market, it would take 5 or 6 months to totally deplete the existing inventory. That doesn't mean a buyer can't buy a house. You're not. I've had people go, well, I want to get a deal. Well, your deal right now is your interest rate.
Right.
Because you are going to pay close to full price. You might not pay full price today. Some in the frenzy of our market, it's been interesting where some people have said, well, we were afraid to insult the seller, so we didn't want to bring him an offer that was $5,000 under list. You don't understand that it's called negotiating between buyer and seller.
Sure.
So when someone said to me, well, somebody tried to lowball me the other day when they had their house on the market before in 2016, I said, well, your house was on the market at $400,000. What was the lowball offer? She said, $390 or something. I mean, it was like 97.5% of list price. I said, just so you know, that is not the definition of a lowball offer.
Right, right.
That is a normal buyer offer. You could have negotiated time or anything else, but that was not a lowball. I said, if your house was listed at $400 and they offered you $350, that would be considered a lowball.
Exactly.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Just about a minute and a half left here. But another thing that's very important, you know, when you're buying a house, and we're going to do this on another segment too, is talking about, you know, I mean, what are you really buying in that area for? I mean,
right.
Are you going to be Do you find when people, I mean, what are the main things they ask you real quick? I mean, or you ask them, hey, where do you work? Do you mind the 45-minute commute, or do you want a 10-minute commute?
Right. That's
schools,
all part of the discussion.
Yeah.
You know, are they planning? Do they have children? Are they looking at schools? What schools have they been talking about? Where do they work? What kind of commute time do they want? I've had people move from out east in Centennial over west to Lakewood, just because they spend so much time in the mountains over a year's time.
Right.
And just across our metro area, that's a pretty significant commute when you do it all the time.
Sure.
So, yes, places, you know, people go, well, I want to live near the Denver Tech Center. Why? Is your job there? One of the things, you know, depending upon the career you have or where you're looking for work, people move up north quite a bit because we have a lot of tech up in Boulder, Louisville, et cetera. Also, aerospace, Martin Marietta, all of that. You've got, you know, people who want to move south and west.
Sure.
So that really is more of a, it's your own family's dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
How much time, you know, you don't want to, okay, we got the house, but it takes me an hour and a quarter each way.
3 hours out
to
of
get,
your day.
Right.
Yeah. So that's,
you know,
not fun.
So anyway, so yeah, all that's important.
All right. Well, again, Pamela can help you in whether, hey, it's your 10th home in Colorado or your first. She can help you out. Give her a call, 303-506-0106. Again, 303-506-0106. And her website is denverhomenavigators.com. Pamela, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have David C. Sean back in studio with us. And David is with C. Sean Financial Services, and that is also with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at cseanfinancialservices.com. And David's kind enough to give us a free consultation. So if you'd ever like to do that, please give him a call at 720-482-1917. And with that, we will welcome Mr. C. Sean. How are you, sir?
I'm just fine, Scott. Thank you very much.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Had a little bit. Hey, I guess we got HIPAA laws here, so we got to be careful. But no, yeah, I got a knee replaced, so that's awesome.
Yep, got one, and it's already in the past history.
So, boy, that's good. And you're looking good and doing good. So, man, it's amazing what they can do to now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, really is.
Much better than when we played ball years ago.
Yeah.
It took forever.
I bet, for sure. Well, again, C. Sean Financial Services, and David comes on with us a few times a month, and we talk about retirement planning and all the things that are involved with that. And we were discussing today's topic here, and we were talking about the fears that people have in retirement and outliving their income. And David, I was sharing with you an article I read, and it said 3,000 people were polled and asked what they feared the most, death or running out of money in retirement. And two-thirds came back, they feared running out of money in retirement. So it's a real fear.
It's a huge fear, and that percentage just goes up as time goes on because we have such great longevity in this country now. You know, back when I first started my business, if you lived to age 72, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that has increased over the years to the point now where people who are 65 and are married, one of the two folks have a chance of over 30% of living to age 90. And we see many statistics that take that to 95. So what we try to do is we try to plan to age 100, not age 72 anymore.
Right.
And so when people think about that, they retire, whether voluntarily or forced, and now all of a sudden they're looking at the potential of 30 years in retirement. We have people that have been in retirement more than they've worked. And you need to be able to have the cash flow to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest concern that we have, we've got a number of risks that we go over that every client has to address. Some have addressed them already and don't have many left. But the primary risk is longevity. How long will you live?
And that's really where it starts, because if you don't plan for those proper number of years, you know, that's not, and if you don't make it to that age, You're still good because you've got that plan to take that. But like you said, man, in that article also it said, you know, if you're a healthy 65-year-old male, 42% have a chance of living to 90 and another 22% to 95, just like you said. So you've got to have a plan that starts there. How long do you need the money for?
Yeah, right? And you need it forever,
mm-hmm.
all right? And the primary concern that most people learn about is having some form of lifetime guaranteed income. Lifetime guaranteed income, you will read in many of the history books on financial planning, is the key to covering those percentages of monthly expenses that you want covered. You want to have that guaranteed monthly income in the foundation of your financial house so that nothing can wreck it. Such things, and people ask me, well, what are, you know, guaranteed lifetime income vehicles? Well, obvious is Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
From those that are getting it, we've got cost of living increases, hopefully, along the way. And that's a check that comes in every month on time, and you like it. You like that check coming in.
Sure.
Some people are fortunate enough to have a pension, although a lot of them are gone by the wayside, but there are a few of the folks that's still around that have an actual pension that gets a check every month. Let's say like the teachers here in Colorado have PARA.
Mm-hmm.
They get that check every month, and it has a cost of living increase in it. Every year, and that check comes in. So some folks have the ability to get their Social Security check and then maybe a pension check from where they work, so they get two checks coming in. And it's a question of deciding for each individual how much money on a guaranteed basis do you want coming in to cover what percentages of fixed expenses every month. You cover those fixed expenses. Whatever, whether you want to cover 25% of them or 75 or 100%, you cover those fixed expenses, the anxiety of retirement dissipates.
Sure.
And that is a key for people to really understand. And there are only so many tools that
right.
you can use for guaranteed lifetime income.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you read, the newspapers, listen on CNBC News, all these gurus that come on and tell you this, that, and the other thing, what to buy, what to have, what to keep. There's only a couple of things that you can do to have lifetime guarantee income. Now, if a client tells me, I don't care about lifetime income income, that's fine. That's his prerogative. When he leaves the office, he'll sign a note saying he doesn't care about lifetime income.
You know? So you can remind him later.
if there's a need.
Right.
But the point is that most people need some amount.
Sure.
So the way they either get it is, again, having Social Security, having a pension, or looking at tools like annuities. And annuities aren't dirty words. Annuities is a tool that can be used. It's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of different annuity tools out there. And if you use it for the wrong reason, they're absolutely terrible. If you use it for the right reason, they could be incredibly helpful.
Right.
So you know, and I always ask people, what other tools do you have out there that you know about that you can tell me about that'll do the same job?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what are they? And all these people that advertise just buying stocks and bonds, they can't do anything.
Right.
The banks can't do anything that's reasonable. All right. So there's not many tools left. And people have to understand what those tools are and how they can work for them. And then find a comfort level if they are with them, and to be able to employ them to the extent that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Not that a salesman needs, but
sure.
they need.
Sure. And, you know, so it looks like it starts out with the mapping out the plan of number of years they need it, and then finding that right vehicle, and sometimes it may be a couple of those vehicles, so to speak, to get you to where you want to be.
Precisely. And it takes a little effort, takes a little time. But that's why we have people come in and visit with us. We are fiduciaries by law, which means we have to fully understand a client before we can make any recommendation. Therefore, a client will come in and sit down with us, and I have to get a bunch of information in the first session. And normally that's pretty easy to do. And then number two, we have a second session, and they'll review what we've had. I'll review with them what they told me to make sure I'm on the same page as them.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't charge for those meetings. Those are so that we get to know each other, and I can see if there's anything I can help them with, and if they really do want our help.
Right. For that number for free consultation is 720-482-1917. Again, you can check out their website at cichonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And again, David's with the Householder Group. And, you know, throughout the next few months, you're going to hear about some different classes that they do that will be coming up in September and October, and we'll talk about those. We're going to talk about long-term care and a lot of different things that make up this, because it's amazing the people that I run into that hear our show and they say, oh, you know, I'm pretty good with my investments. And they think that is their retirement plan in a whole, right, just because investing. And that's very far from the truth.
That's 20% of what you need to address. There's another 80% that is equally as important. And people fail to address it. And that's why we have people that come in for the first time that I classify as just-in-case retirement folks. And these are folks that, along the way, they put together some assets, and they're waiting, and they've waited to retirement, and they thought, boy, when retirement comes, I'm going to buy that new boat so I can go fishing the way I want to.
Right.
Or they say, you know, let's take that trip to New Zealand, and while my wife's running around, I could go fish for those big salmon. and then when retirement comes, all of a sudden they say, geez, I'll just keep using that old boat just in case I need to raise some money. Or instead of going to New Zealand on that trip, why don't we go over to Grand Junction and save that money, and it's just in case retirement, I call it, because of that. They're concerned, and then what happens? They die, their kids get the money, and the kids buy the big boats and go to New Zealand. So we have to be aware of this, and we have to know that planning is an important little item along the way, so that we don't have that anxiety when we hit retirement and we have a plan of action.
Sure. Real quick, a couple minutes left here. Why is getting a second opinion an important deal in this? Because I think there's a lot of people out there that either have worked with financial advisors and maybe weren't happy, now they got out of it, they're trying to handle themselves, or they say, hey, you know, I've been with a guy or gal 15 years, and as far as I know, I'm good, but it doesn't cost anything for them to come in and meet with you to get that a second opinion. So I would just say, why not? Because you're going to get one of two things. You're going to get peace of mind that you're doing the right thing, or, man, maybe you can catch something now that's really going to help you, right?
Right. Well, I think what the reason is historically people have gone to advisors or brokers or other financial people, and what has happened to them is they walk in, and before they know it, they're filling out a little piece of paper about their risk, and 10, 15 minutes later, they're coming back to them and say, geez, you know, all the stuff that you own is just junk. Sell that, and this is the best thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's ridiculous. And so people are paranoid. They're paranoid of being pressured into something.
Right.
All right. Now, as fiduciaries, I can't do that. I don't want to go to jail, so we don't do that kind of thing.
Sure.
All right. But we encourage people to come in to get a second opinion. And the things that most people own, quite honestly, in my opinions and what I've seen over the years, there's nothing wrong. Maybe they just need to tweak it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've been with somebody 15 years, that means something. I'm not going to disrupt their relationship.
Right.
I'm going to show them how to enhance what they have.
And everybody's different. Everybody's situation's different. And so, you know, you may go to some of these firms where, I mean, they're locked in. They're kind of a captive agent, I guess I would say.
Yep.
And so they may say, hey, this is the best thing we've got.
Right.
And that may be the best thing they've got, but it may not be the best thing for you.
Right. And that's why going to what I call independent folks, we're a registered investment advisory firm. We're independent. We can go anywhere, do anything with the products and services that are out there to solve the client's problems. And that's the key. What problems does the client have and how do you solve them? It's not what product you're going to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you solve them?
Sure.
Now, it may end up in some form of some product.
Right.
But they're going to understand it. And if they don't understand it and aren't comfortable, they're not going to buy it here.
Right. David, thank you so much. Always great to have you in. CShawnFinancialServices.com. Give them a call today for that free consultation, or you know what, maybe that second opinion. 720-482-1917. 720-482-1917. This is Haystack Health Radio.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have in studio Steve Hurley, and you've heard Steve on a few shows here in recent weeks. And Steve is our reverse mortgage specialist with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can reach him at 720-895-0500. Again, that's 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage is located right here in the Greenwood Village area, Centennial, I guess, to be proper. So, Steve, thanks for being with us again.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, you see a lot of TV ads, newspaper ads, you see things about reverse mortgages, and a lot of people have questions about them, you know, and I think there's so many times that, quote, financial people that don't do them or don't understand them are the ones that talk the most negative about them because they don't understand them. What are some of the kind of top questions? Somebody calls you, you walk into their home or they walk into your office. What are those first few questions that you have to dispel those myths about?
Well, almost always, if somebody has heard something really awful about a reverse mortgage. Well, I heard that so-and-so down the street lost their home, and they had a reverse mortgage. And I said, well, can you give me a little detail so I can understand how to respond to that? And he says, well, you know, somebody went into assisted living. It's my understanding that the wife lost the home. Well, I said, okay, well, let me back up just a second here. Because here's normally what happens in that event. One, the wife was not originally put on the loan. Two, the wife was not really involved in understanding what the loan was, there were responsibilities associated with a reverse mortgage. Just like if you own your home free and clear,
right?
You still have to pay your taxes, insurance. You still have to pay your insurance, and if there's an HOA, you still have to pay your HOA. Well, the other thing is that because that her spouse went into assisted living, some of the income that would have gone to the house is going into the assisted living community. Mm-hmm. So they don't have the funds. Could they have done something about it? Well, yeah, they could have, but obviously at this point it was too late. And some of those options, just briefly, might be if they already have a reverse mortgage and the main breadwinner is no longer with them, i.e. they've they've passed or they've gone into an assisted living facility, there is the opportunity, assuming that the spouse that's still in the home is at least 62 years of age, and at this point is probably well into their 70s.
Right.
But they could, in fact, do a reverse-to-reverse, or it's legally referred to as a heckam-to-heckam. And people say, well, what's a heckam? Well, a heckam is nothing other than a home equity conversion mortgage.
Okay.
And they can still do that, all things being equal, depending upon the type of loan they had before. But there has to be a defined benefit for them to do that, i.e., it's got to exceed five times the cost of doing the loan for it to even be approved to do another reverse. And I did a reverse last year for a lady. Actually, it was almost 2 years ago now, that had a reverse. First time we tried to do it, we couldn't because there wasn't enough value in the home.
Okay.
Well, with the advent of the increase of home values, not only was I able to, she was on a monthly stipend from her reverse mortgage. Mm. She couldn't lose that. I mean, I could have given her a reverse mortgage before, but she would have lost those funds. So
gotcha. What
would have been the benefit?
Sure.
So not only was I able to now do that loan, I increased her monthly by almost $150 a month.
Mm.
Well, when you're on a fixed income and it's Social Security only as a single woman.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness.
$150
$150 becomes significant.
Yeah.
And not only that, I was able to give her $10,000 at close so she could have some required work that she really wanted to get done on her home.
Gotcha.
So,
Steve.
Go ahead. No, I'm just going to say that I got a little off track, but that's not uncommon for me to have those kind of conversations.
Sure. Steve Hurley is our guest. Once again, he is our reverse mortgage specialist. He's with Affordable Interest Mortgage. And if you have questions or would like to meet with Steve, and if the need is for him to come to you, he'll be happy to do that. You can reach him at 720-895-0500. So once people understand what a reverse mortgage is, then what are some of the reasons? I mean, when should someone look into it?
Well, hopefully before there's a real need.
Right.
If they want to become educated to the point of making a decision in the future that says, yeah, this is going to work for me, then they need to do their homework up front.
Sure. And it's never too early to do that.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, actually, I've had children of seniors contact me and say, you know, we really want to know a little bit more about this because our parents are getting up in age. Mm-hmm. And perhaps this might be something that they want to look at in the future. Fine, we can do that. So people, by and large, do not call me out of curiosity. They call me because they already have a need.
Right.
I also get a fair number of calls these days with people that have 401ks and various retirement instruments that they're looking at, and all of a sudden they're finding out that even with good planning and even as strong as the market has been lately, that they're getting to the point where now as they retire, they're going to have to start taking those funds out.
Mm-hmm.
Their financial planner, by and large, would probably not want them to do that if at all possible.
Sure.
So then what happens is they say, okay, well, look, I've got this $1,000 a month house payment. That's just my principal and interest payment. Wow, I can put that back into my liquidity, if you will, and mm-hmm. being able to use to live. And that way, my 401k can continue growing.
Sure.
Well, you know, if that's growing, you're happy, your financial planner's happy, and your family's happy because you're taken care of,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to worry about, hopefully, and not have to worry about you in the future.
Right. Can you buy a home with a reverse mortgage?
You certainly can. And it's not commonly known that you can do that. But with the advent of downsizing, because older folks like to be near their kids. And,
sure.
Well, really, they like to be near their grandkids.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know,
you're right.
But anyway. They want to be able to live closer to their grandchildren. And if they have enough equity in their home, either because, one, they could get a reverse mortgage, or if it's valued in such a manner that they've got a couple hundred thousand dollars or even $100,000 or $150,000, all of a sudden you got $150,000, and if all the numbers work out, now you're buying a $300,000 or $400,000 townhome, mm-hmm. or just a smaller home. You know, you can do that, and the good news is you still don't have any mortgage payments.
Right.
Principal and interest are gone. All you have to do is pay those taxes and insurance, those required fees. Most realtors are not comfortable with the reverse mortgage or the reverse purchase either, but with a little education, they will be.
Sure.
You know, and they'll find out, oh, we can really do this. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a used home. It can be a new home.
Mm-hmm. So if there's any realtors out there that maybe say, you know what, I really don't even know a lot about these because I normally don't do them, it sure wouldn't hurt them to give you a call.
No, and I would welcome the call. Okay. I do have a couple of realtors that I do work with. It doesn't come up very often, but it should.
Sure.
Because there's really a lot that it can do to help the senior.
Right. So let's talk about the qualifications real quick. We've got about 3 minutes left here. Let's talk about the qualifications.
Well, those qualifications have changed as a result of the advent of a thing called financial assessment. And it simply means that you cannot avoid your financial obligations without there being some consequences of doing so. And even if you have more than enough equity, the one thing that we need to do is we have to pull credit. We see that there's some credit issues on there. It doesn't matter to me. It matters to the lender, mm-hmm. because then the lender starts looking at a thing called a life expectancy set aside. That's referred to as a LESA. With that life expectancy set aside, let's say that they were going to be able to get, as an example, $100,000. Well, the youngest borrowers in their mid-60s, they're going to be looking at about 15 to 18 years of life expectancy set aside, which covers the taxes and the insurance. True enough, that's taken care of then by the lender, but that's your money that you had to take away from what was available to you to go into that set aside.
Right.
So instead of getting that 100 in case you wanted the 100, mm-hmm. maybe you're only going to walk away with 60.
Sure.
Or 70.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So financial assessment has been one of those things that we've had to get used to. We have to educate our clients to that so that they'll know. I just recently had to turn a couple down because they had more than enough equity,
yeah.
but they had no money left. And, well, they had enough equity to do the loan, but they didn't have enough equity to pay the life expectancy set aside.
Sure.
So I was unable to get them a lender.
Right.
And by the way, I sent that to 3 different lenders.
Right. Again, Steve will do his very best to help you. And as we mentioned, it's never too early to start that process, you know, where they can, maybe there are some credit issues that you could work on for a little bit, and then that would make everything ready when the timing is right. But whatever your need may be, give Steve a call. Just see if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Again, you can reach him at 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. It's affordable interest mortgage. Steve, thank you very much, sir.
You're quite welcome.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Now is the time to call GIA and review your Medicare Advantage and prescription plans for 2019. Because Medicare may have made changes to the available doctors and specific medications covered by your plan. You see, doctor networks and prescription drug formularies change. So you want to find out before January arrives and you suddenly find yourself stuck with the wrong plan. Don't worry. Group insurance analysts will do all of the confusing research for you. First, they'll meet you in person to figure out what you need. Then, since they represent more than 20 Medicare companies, they will compare plans from many different insurance companies to find the right plan at the best price for you. Best of all, GIA offers this invaluable service at no cost to you. So call Group Insurance Analysts to begin reviewing the 2019 Medicare plans now. 303-423-0162.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, back when we started this in 2009, one of the first about three or four companies that joined us was Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers. We had already been doing some business together through some other ventures. But Kurt, hey, been a nice number of years for us.
9 years. You know, the only thing that's changed with us is you have a few more gray hairs than I do now.
Hey, I told the guy the other day, hey, it can turn color, just don't turn loose. I just don't want to be bald, you know? Yeah.
As long as I have hair and they're gray, unlike my brother, I'm in on that.
You know, you've been doing this a long time, and boy, a lot of things have changed, and we were talking about earlier, you know, the different things that happened in 2009. But when you look at back then and where we are today with mortgages, what's better or what's worse for us?
Well, back in 2009, we were right in the middle of the mortgage meltdown. There were, 13 million people foreclosed in 2008. The unemployment was high, and everything was going in the wrong directions. They have revamped the mortgage industry, and anybody that's applying for a loan or wanted to buy a house, they understand there's a lot more regulations. Some of them seem to be overkill, but to be perfectly honest, a lot of them have been designed to protect the consumer, and we agree with. I mean, you now get the right to see your closing documents 3 days before the close. You and those numbers can't change. That didn't happen before unless you were doing a refi.
Right.
So a lot of things have changed there, and I think they've all changed for the better.
Absolutely. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, and I always refer to this as your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. Their number is 720-895-0500. Now, you got a tagline. You say where it's all about you. What does that mean to you, your company, and to the client?
Well, I've always been taught, I've been in the sales industry for quite a few years, and it's not about me, it's about my client. I don't work for me, I work for the client, and the people that I work with feel the same way. To where when the client comes in, what can we do to help you? Now, maybe I don't have the product. Mm-hmm. Maybe my rates aren't the best. I'm okay with that, but we will show you different ways to accomplish your goal, not mine. Because it doesn't matter what I want if it doesn't fit into your lifestyle. So where it's all about you takes us out of the picture and puts the customer first, which is what it's all about.
Sure. What do you feel sets you kind of apart? As we say, there are still a lot of mortgage companies out there and ads every day on everything. And, hey, this is advertising as well. But what do you think kind of sets you and your team apart?
Well, if you go back to 2008 when we had the mortgage meltdown, there were about 86% of the people that were doing mortgages are out of the industry. They're gone. One of the reasons we believe that we are where we are is strictly by the grace of God. I have no qualms about saying that. But the other thing is the people that God has surrounded me with in my business make my business better. I've just got great people that actually care about the consumer. We're all here to help make it work for them. We're not a standard mortgage company to where we just, you know, like a call center and you go in and we process you along. We listen to you, want to find out the mortgage that fits you. Maybe what we're offering you don't like, but at least you should see it mm-hmm. to where maybe you didn't know about it and it works better than what you think. We do the standard 30 and 15 and 20 years in VA and FHA, but we also do others that may benefit you better.
Right. When you look at the whole scheme of the real estate, the mortgage world, everything, are you finding this is going to be a pretty strong deal here, even through the end of the year?
Oh, without a doubt. I think, especially here in Colorado, the home prices keep going up. The demand for homes is there, and I believe that's going to continue because all you have to do is live in this state for about 30 days, and you realize you don't want to move.
Right.
So it's a great place to
sure.
be. Now, if we're natives, we would kind of like to spread out a little bit. But, no, I think the industry is going to continue. Rates are going to go up. Rates are going to go down. That's just a history of things. But the market is a good market, and Denver's a good place to live. So, yeah, I think the mortgage industry is going to stay.
Right. Let's talk about the team you've assembled there at Affordable Interest Mortgage. You got good staff there. Most of them been there quite a while.
Most of them have been there. We've been together 9 years. Most of them have been with me 9 or more years. Mm-hmm. I have a couple new people that have been me. One guy has been with
There's this one receptionist you could work on. But the
problem is I married that receptionist, so she's really the boss of the company. But yeah, she'll like that one.
Yeah.
But I've just got good people that have been with me for a long time, and that's just a blessing.
Mm-hmm. We always talk about the term pre-approved and pre-qualified, and no matter how many years we do a show, no matter how many times we go over it, there's still confusion there.
They've actually got regulation on that. A pre-qualified means, according to the basic information, that, yeah, we think we can get you approved. Pre-approval means that you've actually been run through the system and talked to an underwriter. Your paperwork has been looked at by an underwriter, and they think the only thing they need for you to take delivery of the house or to refinance is for the appraisal. They already know your income, your assets. They know everything about it. That's a pre-approval. And most sellers, they won't even look at your offer unless they see a pre-approval.
Gotcha.
So that part of the industry has changed a lot. You used to go out and find a house or a realtor and then get the loan.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of, the realtors will tell you, you got to go out and get the pre-approval before they'll ever talk to you.
Sure.
They won't even talk to you unless you have that, because there's so many people trying to buy homes. That market has changed so much.
Right. Again, Kurt Rogers is with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, AIMortgage.net. is the website, and as I mentioned, if you didn't catch the very beginning of this segment, Kurt's been with us a long time, and the only mortgage company that we deal with. And I was thinking about this morning, driving over here. I listen to other stations from time to time, just see what's going on, and I'll hear different radio hosts. You know, for 6 months they're saying this mortgage company is the best. Another 6 months goes by, then they're endorsing somebody else. Same thing with the car dealer. Man, I am proud to say and glad to say and blessed to say, I mean, you have been the only guy that I've done business with, you know, and endorsed, and you've been that same customer
exactly
back to me.
Right.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been the only car dealership
right.
I've done, you know. Tory with Lakewood Plumbing, that's been the only plumbing company I've had. But that's what relationship, and we were talking about that this morning at a little meeting. It's all about relationships, and I think that plays a big role in this because, man, you're dealing with the biggest purchase people will ever make in their lives. So to go to someone that has the experience to get them in the right loan is huge.
I think it's very important. And it doesn't, you know, if you go to find a doctor, when you find a doctor, I've been looking for a doctor for 30 years. I finally found one. I mean, I have a doctor, but I never felt that comfortable. I have a doctor now that I can go in and he will sit there and talk to me. He listens to what I need and what my desires are. And I think you need to find those throughout different things. You mentioned car dealership. You find a good car dealership or a good car salesman, you know, they actually will take care of you. Same mm-hmm. thing with a mortgage broker. That's why we're a broker, because we're not tied to one bank and one philosophy. Our goal is to figure out what's good for you and present it to you. Because, again, like the show that we do on Tuesdays, it's your money. You need to figure out where you want to spend your money. It's not mine. It's yours.
Right. You have one great loan I want to talk about here in our last few minutes, the asset manager. And as we say, this isn't for everybody, just like a reverse mortgage isn't for everybody. But for some, this can be a life-changing loan.
For the people that I have, and I have close to 500 people that have this loan, I don't have one of them that doesn't like it. I don't have one of them that has not taken advantage of it. It is a loan that is unique. We're the only country in the world that does 30-year fixes. This loan doesn't work that way. It attaches a checking account to your mortgage. And basically, when you put your money into your checking account, it pays you the same rate as your mortgage, applies that to your principal, drives your principal down, and because it's a simple interest loan and not a compound interest loan, your payment goes down every month. And as your payment goes down, you have more money to leave in the account to get paid the same rate as on your mortgage, and it just feeds itself with lazy money. You can spend the money every month, but every day it sits there. It's saving you money.
Right.
And that's all applied to your principal. It is, it's a phenomenal loan. Since 1999 till today, there's only been one foreclosure on that loan. There were $13 million in 2008. There's only one person ever foreclosed. It gives you the advantage of being able to skip a month or two if an emergency comes up. My neighbor was unemployed for 18 months. She didn't make a house payment. But because she had the equity, they were able to take it. She didn't lose her home, went back to work. It's just a great loan.
You've been great over the years, and we've had some credit specialists kind of in that you kind of deal with from time to time because, hey, things happen in life, all right? Right. And there's some credit blips sometime. I always tell people, hey, if they're thinking about doing something 6 months to a year, it's never too early to call you to establish that relationship, let you see what's going on, because there may be some things they need to work on. It might take a few months.
I wish more people would do that. If you're thinking of refinancing or purchasing, and you know, it might be 6 months down the road, do us a favor, whether it's me or anybody, run your credit. You only need one credit report. You don't need all three. Run one. Find out what's on there. Find a real one. And then let somebody show you how to change your score in 30 to 60 days. It's real simple, and it's minor stuff that can be done, but nobody teaches that. I'm not a credit repair specialist, but over 20 years of doing this, I have learned that there's little things that you can do to move your score. I moved one lady's score 75 points with $1,000. 75 points took her from the low sixes to 700. All she had to do was take $1,000 and put $200 on different credit cards, and her score went up. She had the money. She just didn't know. Simple little things can do miraculous things on your credit score. And because your credit score is 20 points lower than it should be, it can cost you $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 in extra interest you're going to pay.
All right. About 45 seconds left. When I was corporate sales manager for Jake Jabs at American Furniture, Jake always said, find something you love to do and figure out a way to get paid for it. So now, what makes Kurt Rogers love what he does?
I know this might sound corny. I like helping people. I like showing people that there's another way to save money, that they don't have to fall into the norm and believe that all this stuff that people tell you is true. It's not true. There are ways that you can manage your money and keep more of yours and quit giving it away because somebody doesn't want to tell you of another way. I truthfully enjoy doing that.
Yep, great. Well, Kurt, always a pleasure. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us today. Affordable Interest Mortgage, AIMortgage.net, 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. I promise you, Kurt and his team will take great care of you. And we want to thank you for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. We want to thank all of our guests. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Have a great day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.